Drugs have done good things for us. If you don't believe they have, do me a favor. Take all your albums, tapes, CDs, and burn them. Because you know what? The musicians who made that great music that has enhanced your lives throughout the years, real fucking high. Okay. And these other musicians today who don't do drugs and in fact speak out against them, boy, do they suck. What a coincidence. Ballless, soulless, spiritless, corporate little bitches, suckers of Satan's cock, each and every one of them. We're rock stars against drugs because that's what the president wants. Oh, suck Satan's cock. That's what we want, isn't it? Government approved rock and roll. Woo, we're partying now. We're rock stars who do Pepsi Cola commercials. Suck Satan's cock. Put that big scaly pecker down your gullet. Drink that black worm jism. Drink it. Fill your little bellies. Send in vanilla ice. Hello, vanilla. It says here on your application, you have no talent, and yet you want to be a star. I think something could be arranged. Suck Satan's cock. I will lower the standards of the earth. I will put 56 channels of American Gladiators in every TV. I will put all the money in the hands of 14-year-old girls. They will think you are charismatic, deep, and edgy. Send in MC Hammer on your way out. Hello, Hammer. Back again, huh?
Boy, that Hammer. There was another boat that left me on the island, man.
Bill, you gonna get on the Hammer boat with us? No, I'd rather stay here and eat my own flesh.
Totally mystifying. I mean, you could sit and explain it to me from now until, well, the end of time, and I'll go, fucking don't get it, man. It's genetic. Maybe it is genital. Hey, wait a minute.
Freud, come here.
Hammer's a great dancer.
What? The guy's got a sand crab in his knickers. He's not dancing, he's having a fit. That's Satan's sperm eating its way through the lining of his stomach. Fifteen minutes, almost up, Hammer.
Send in Marky Mark.
And the beaker.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's good for the boys. Hey, don't fuck with me, man. You know what I mean, though? Am I the only one that's fucking lost here?
You never see positive drug stories on the news, do you? Isn't that weird? Since most of the experiences I've had on drugs were real fucking positive. Who are these morons they're finding? That's what I want to know. I used to want to call the news. Come over to our house. Watch Tommy. He's a pig. Film him. He's been doing that for hours. He's killing us. You getting all that? You know what I mean? Always that same LSD story. You've all seen it.
Young man on acid thought he could fly, jumped out of a building. What a tragedy.
What a dick. Fuck him. He's an idiot. If he thought he could fly, why didn't he take off on the ground first? Check it out. You don't see ducks lined up to catch elevators to fly south. They fly from the ground, you moron. Quit ruining for everybody. He's a moron. He's dead. Good. We lost a moron. Fucking celebrate. Wow, I just felt the world get lighter. We lost a moron. Put on the Hammer album. I'm ready to dance. We lost a moron. I don't mean to sound cold or cruel or vicious, but I am, so that's the way it comes out. Professional help is being sought. How about a positive LSD story? Wouldn't that be newsworthy just once, to base your decision on information rather than scare tactics and superstitions and lies? Just once. I think it would be newsworthy. Today, a young man on acid realized that all matter is merely energy condensed to a slow vibration, that we are all one consciousness experiencing itself subjectively. There is no such thing as death. Life is only a dream, and we're the imagination of ourselves. Here's Tom with the weather.